All right, intro.
Go.
Right.
Excellent. Okay, so
Hi, welcome.
This is Izzy and Steph.
Yes.
And questions for you. Should we just dive straight in? Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we got started?
No, let's just go. Speed run.
All right. Throughout your childhood, have you generally been open to try?
Oh, good. I can't make it through the air.
Oh. Dude, don't die. It's just a show.
Too painful.
Oh my God.
I can't do this question. Would you like to? I can't even with this question.
You can't even. Okay.
I can't with the question. Okay.
No, don't zoom it in. What the heck? Okay.
I have to.
No.
Your eyes are younger.
So I can read it.
Okay,
no, stop.
Go. Okay. Painful question. Please go ahead.
Throughout your childhood, have you generally been open to trying new activities / sports? Was there ever some kind of lesson or class that you were not immediately interested in, but your parents convinced you to try? Stop laughing. Oh. And you felt glad of it afterwards?
I wish I was laughing. Do you think we should do some backstories?
All right, hear me out. Learning, it sucks. Not even learning in general. It's just
no. You like learning. You just don't like being taught.
Yeah. Look. I learned how to animate by myself from watching other people animate. At most, but most of it was just me. I learned how to draw digitally by myself.
To be fair, you also had a very animated father. Still do. Oh dear, the energy is gone from the conversation.
I learned how to take care of ducks by myself. Like, I did a whole lot of stuff.
You learned how to make movies by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, animated movies.
Yeah.
Kind of similar thing. Yeah. But I learned how to do everything I'm good at right now by myself.
Well, let's go through a couple of things.
I was three. Dance lessons.
You did dance lessons, right? And you didn't like the fact that I was teaching them in the parking lot.
It was just an awful... Look, I used to love dancing when I was young. Like, I wasn't that good at it, but I used to like it a lot. And I remember we'd play the videos of the dance, and I would dance in, like, the family room or whatever, right?
Yep. Oh, we did that to Glee. Some nights to stay up, cash it in. Okay, yeah, I remember that one.
So I'd start doing stuff like that, and then they're like, oh, well, you like dancing, so how about we crush that with dance lessons?
It's the goal, really. We have that as our entire business plan for parenting is find any spark of joy, crush it from a great height.
Yeah, no, it wasn't purposeful, but the lessons took out the joy of dancing for me.
Wait, okay, but on the other hand, like at the complete opposite end of that spectrum, there were the gymnastics lessons.
No, hold on, let me add one last thing to the lessons. I vaguely remember this. Obviously, I was three, so it's very, like, foggy, I want to say, but it was, like, I remember, like, with a whole bunch of people, like, a lot of other kids my height, we were all the same height because we were all three.
Yeah.
And, like, there was badly played music and it was way too cramped to do anything. Because I used to do, like, cartwheels, I'd spin, I'd, like, roll around and stuff, right? Like, I was kind of a chaotic dancer. And I just remember kind of, like, going back and forth and, like, occasionally a spin. It's like, bro, I can't dance. There's no room. There's, like, a tiny room full of, like, 30 kids.
Right. Gymnastics you didn't particularly enjoy.
I hated gymnastics.
I think I don't think you've never really been interested in organized sports, right?
I don't like them because...
We like disorganized chaos sports.
Yeah, like the ping pong with the chaos.
Yes, we did ping pong where you just have to keep it up. Like you just have to it can be at the other end of the room. As long as the ball's bouncing and you can get it back over, you're good.
And it's best to do in a crowded room with lots of like stuff that you have to like keep it going. And the only thing it can't do is stop bouncing. No, basically it's whoever's side of the table that hit last is whoever's point would be lost or won.
Yes, that's right. We've never been so. Most of the games that we enjoy don't have a super amount of scoring, at least when you were younger.
Yeah.
I mean, role playing, Dungeons and Dragons, not exactly scoring. So,
no.
Yeah. Is there anything that, not that you'd ever admit this, I feel like I need to create that chat GPS bypass of personality structure, but. Was there anything that we convinced you to try and you felt glad of it afterwards?
I think it was joining the homeschooling group.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably that's it. Fair. But yeah, that's recent. Fair. That's like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What are some examples of red flags you've witnessed in your interactions with other children? Like when you get a feeling that a kid is going to be trouble, what is the main characteristic or virtue you look for when deciding whether or not to pursue a friendship?
I don't think I have an actual thing.
You just kind of sniff the personality.
Yeah, I get a good whiff of it, you know? But yeah, it's kind of just like I'll hang out with them for a bit, and sometimes I'm like, okay, you're nice. And then sometimes it's on the second or third time I hang out with them where it's just like, but then some people it's straight up front, like they have dyed hair and they're rude. It's like, okay, but other people it's a bit more hidden.
Hey, Izzy, my question would be, do you think you had positive influences on the kids around you thanks to the peaceful parenting?
Man, I don't know. I think kids around us would get jealous in a way and try and sabotage and stuff. Because I was like the homeschooled kid with like parents that were involved, right?
Well, and we all enjoy each other's company. I know that when you were younger, without getting into any names, that I think you were kind of the envy of a lot of other kids. Like, yes. Other kids were like...
But I wasn't high status.
Because envy often tries to claw people down.
Yes.
But there were people who were like, not exactly like, oh, I wish I had your parents, but, you know, you're so lucky and, you know, all of that.
Yeah,
right?
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that gave some... I think I didn't exactly model this exactly, but when you were younger, when we would be out, I would... Again, I enjoyed it, but I kind of almost wanted to encourage the other parents to get involved.
Yeah.
Because we'd be someplace and, you know, everybody's sitting on the phones. We talked about this before on the couch. Or even in the pool. You know, we're playing Marco Polo or something, right? And it's like, just, you know, get involved and all of that.
Because the parents just sit there on their phones.
Or just, yeah, sit there suntanning.
Usually because the moms are too fat and the dads are either at work or not interested. So it's like, bro, go play with your kid.
All right. my question for Izzy.
For me.
What's the most important thing you have learned from your mom and dad?
Well, guys, this is a good show. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. No, sorry. And so the reason he's asking is I'm also just about to become a first-time father in September.
Congrats.
I'm just getting my business off the ground, but do worry about making sure I put my kid first, but still make enough to support my wife and son, hopefully daughter. We both work from home, so we do have that and do not need to travel, yet it can still get busy. How do you both solve this in your family? Most important thing you've learned from your dad and mom?
I don't know. I think it's just like a lot of little stuff like accumulated. Like I think when I was like younger and developing like some more negative personality traits, like you'd kind of be good at like fixing that.
Just guiding a little away from that.
Yeah, because I have a pretty critical self-view. And despite that, I still think I'm probably like one of the best natured kids or teens that
absolutely.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
By almost a lot. I mean, there's a few others I can think of that are pretty similar, but I think my thing is that I can be a bit too willing to get into arguments over stuff. Like when
No, that's strength. I'm sorry, I'm not sure. Are you saying that's any kind of weakness?
Like, so
when does that ever cost me in my life?
I wonder. So it was kind of like 50-50. I was playing with some other kids and it's a game. It's called Apples to Apples. It's a great game. I definitely recommend it. And we were playing, there were like six or eight of us or something like that. And there were some girls there that were kind of the sensitive, I want to say like valley girls. And basically Apples to Apples is a game. The first one person will play a green card and that will have a prompt. And the prompt in this one was dangerous. And then everybody has 5 red cards. And this goes around in a circle, like who plays the green card. Everybody has 5 red cards and they respond with sometimes either the funniest or the most accurate. Now, we usually play for funniest, but someone played pit bulls. I forget, but someone else played, I don't know, cuddling, because it's a funny joke where you kind of do the opposite.
Yeah.
Anyways, pit bulls ended up winning. And the girls were like, no, it's not the dog, it's the owner. Yeah. And me and this other guy got into like kind of a pretty big argument about it. And this one other girl, I like her, she's nice. She was like, guys, just come on, let's play the game kind of thing. Yeah. But I think I could have done a little better at like calming the argument. But I was like, absolutely not. Those are war dogs. They've been bred to be like that. Obviously,
they're battle attack dogs, fighting
obviously
dogs.
Obviously, there are exceptions, but I think... you got to be wary of pit bulls.
Right. I think we won't get into details, but I know in some situations with an instructor and with other kids, you've jumped in to make the case for peaceful parenting and not hitting kids.
I did do that. Yes. And it was very skimmed over in the whole thing.
Of course.
Like I was just saying it because I'll just say the instructor was saying something kind of that wasn't pro peaceful parenting. Yeah. Right. And I pointed out, I'm like, you know, if it's illegal to hit an adult, but it's not illegal to hit a kid and the adult can leave and fight back and sue and the kid's stuck there till 18. That's kind of, and then there was a bit of a pause and then she's like, anyways.
Right. Now, as far as the work home stuff, I'll touch on this a bit and obviously let me know what you think, but the purpose of a parent is not to stare at the child. the purpose of a parent is to prepare the child for adulthood.
Yeah.
Now, preparing a child for adulthood is preparing a child for the fact that somebody's got to go and work, or, you know, unless you happen to have a lot of money for whatever reason. So the idea that you're only a father if you're home staring at your kid, playing with your kid, interacting with your kid, that's great. You need to do that. You need to enjoy that.
Yeah.
But you also need to see your parents working so that you understand that that's sort of, that's part of life, right?
Well, I do plan to get a job. I don't know if I mentioned this. Summer, early fall.
Yeah, that's right.
If I get hired, if I can, because I know it's always like, we're hiring. But I've heard that a lot of places you can get a job at the age of 14 at grocery stores.
Yep.
Haven't officially heard that. Everyone else says it's 15, but if not, then I'll just wait till I turn 15. But
right. Hey, Stephanie, Izzy, my question for Izzy, what genre of books do you like most why?
Books.
What are you reading now, please? And thank you.
So right now I'm in a book club, and I believe the two books that were requested was The Three Musketeers.
And, oh, it's a janitor guy.
11 Thumps or something about it. It's for younger kids. It's from 9 to 11, Three Musketeers. I don't know what the rating is, but it's for older, I think, like teenagers. It's supposed to be a teen book club. It's really not. Like, a lot of younger parents are just like, well, we'll drop off the 11-year-olds and 9-year-olds as well, so.
Or if there's an older kid, the younger kid just kind of goes with because they want to do the older cool kid stuff.
Yeah, so. Obviously, some parents are better at managing that, but others are just kind of viewed as a daycare for a few hours. But
and you had suggested, what were the two books you suggested?
I suggested,
well, not suggested,
Lord
but
of the
got
Flies.
Yeah.
Well, the ones I'm reading now or the ones I like?
No, the ones you did last.
So I suggested Lord of the Flies, and I didn't have a second book to suggest because other ones I would have suggested had been chosen. And also, when I did suggest other books, they didn't know what the books and thought the name sounded dumb, so they didn't vote for it.
And you brought a conch.
I did for the actual meeting because it was such chaotic meetings usually. I brought a conch shell for when we discussed the book.
Brilliant.
I'd ask questions and we pass it around in a room full of like 30 kids. It was actually very fun.
It was really
and the, even the email was sent out later saying, yo, that was a great book club.
Yeah.
And so I suggested Lord of the Flies, and the other book that was suggested, I hated that book, but it was called, called Nil. I didn't even finish reading it. Like, I mean, I know I'm supposed to, it was just awful though. And only like 5 or 6 kids there actually read it. I mean, you're supposed to read the book so you can have a discussion, but we spent the whole time talking about Lord of the Flies.
Now, genre, you're phased out of the
Wings of Fire.
Wings of
it was kind of childish and it just got way too woke.
Yeah, it got way too woke. So, I think you're mostly reading for the book club now. You're doing Three Musketeers and whatever the other one is.
11 Thumps or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you're into any particular genre of book at the moment, but you're exploring a bunch of stuff through the book club.
I don't
like, there hasn't been anything that you
like
really
books.
Loved from that. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say, like, I enjoy writing. I just hate reading other books. It's just like, yes, get to the point. All right, boring. We understand the scene. Yep, plot. I don't know. I get impatient with books, and they have a very short time to get good.
To get interesting.
To
right?
get interesting yeah, yeah. before I lose interest. Like, I will give them 2 chapters, and if you're not doing anything by 2 chapters, I'm done.
Right.
Like, I mean, I know it's not good because some books have a very slow start and a really good story if they're long, right? But I'm so impatient with books. I'm not a good reader.
Well, you used to be when the books were more interesting to you.
Yes. When I was younger, I found books more interesting. But now I'm like, well, why don't I just write my own thing?
Right. Hope you're well. What is your earliest memory of a disagreement between you and your parents? What do you believe was the most effective approach to resolving it?
Gosh, I was like 4 or something. I think we were playing Skyrim. Like, you were playing it and I was watching.
I think I was showing a little bit of the exploring in Skyrim. Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was. We got into an argument about it of some sorts.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. I mean, there was a question on one of my message boards about eating, like trying to get kids to eat better stuff. I mean, we've certainly had some disagreements about that over the years.
But not big arguments or anything.
No, not big arguments. Generally, my approach is, you know, don't be mean, but be honest, right? If you're upset about something, say this is upsetting or this is annoying or this is bothering me or please don't do this. And don't assume you're right. Don't be mean, but be honest and stand up for what you want and try and find something which works for both people, I guess.
Usually when I get annoyed, I don't say anything. And if I end up saying something, it'll be 3 or 4, like even a few days, actually, probably after it's passed. Because I find when I'm annoyed, I'm like powered by emotions, not by words. So usually I'll just go off, do my own thing for like 20 minutes and then come back, be fine. But like a few days later, I'll think, do I want to like bring this up?
Right. Well, I think if it's something repetitive. So there are times when I mean, there are times when I'm just in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And it's not common. We're pretty even-tempered in family as a whole. But occasionally, for whatever reason, I'll just be in a bad mood. And I'll find things are annoying to me, but I'm not going to imagine for a moment that it's the other person's fault or that it's some permanent issue. I mean, if there is some permanent issue, then yeah, bring it up because you shouldn't have to manage that. And again, not assume you're right. Don't be mean, but be honest. And I think that's worked for us as a whole.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we talked about this one. Don't do anything dumb to your health, drugs, getting drunk, etc. Anyway, yes. It's not really a question. Izzy, does your generation see the future as bleak? Do you, your peers, have hope to own a home and have a high-paying job, or is there less of a focus on status and material goals?
I don't know, because I'm not exposed to the average, like, public school woke kid, right? So I don't have an exact idea of that. The group, like, the group of kids that I know kind of thing in this homeschooling group obviously are more, like, Republican and most part. Conservative and stuff. But, I mean, there with a few exceptions, but I don't know. I mean, I think we don't really think about the future. I don't think my generation's too smart, but...
Sounds like a whole other topic. Go on.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just everyone seems to like, or maybe not knowledgeable because the media suppresses so much and maybe their parents don't know too much, but I don't know. But then there are other kids that are like making very Republican jokes and like with a lot of knowledge base and talking about crypto. So I don't know.
I think the big thing is you're not getting all of the doom and gloom climate stuff, which is really toxic for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about stripping you of your hope for the future and happiness. And
I remember when I first heard that, it was like, oh, by the time you're 21, the world's going to be like dead. And I'm like, then why am I learning algebra?
Well, that's the same
thing. Or why am I learning not algebra? Why am I learning division, right?
I heard the same stuff when I was a kid. I was born in 66. I remember when I was about 10 years old in 76, being told that the world was going to be out of food and oil by 1980.
Well, look and at it that. Just, it really is. I mean, we're out of eggs, but...
Oh, yeah, out of eggs. Well, not us.
Not us, yeah. We got. Oh, yeah, our duck started laying eggs.
Our duck.
Duck. Singular duck.
Yeah. A donut. Lot, though. We got 8.
9. No, 10. Because what the very first egg isn't with the others, and we have 9 there.
So our...
They're all different sizes, though.
Our duck donut has been laying eggs. I've actually been incredibly disappointed.
Why? Because they're not donuts.
No eclairs. No Boston creams.
I know.
No rainbow. Okay. Did you detach the screen to bring back the question?
No, I touched the screen because it was fading off and I didn't want to have to go through the pause of like reopening the thing.
Right. Well, you certainly believe you're going to own a home on a farm.
Yeah, no, I want to get married before I'm 25. I want to have like a lot of kids.
Yeah.
More the merrier.
All right. Would you ever consider joining a live stream off camera with Steph if allowed? You have done that before.
Yeah, we've done it once.
Yeah, we did it on fatherhood.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
I remember,
It was a whole panel. Of people talking about fatherhood.
I remember. I didn't participate too much. Like I watched more than anything, but I.
But you did some stuff.
Yeah, I did some stuff. I was 9 or something. I was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that there's any particular advantage to it. So yeah. All right.
Yeah, we may do a live stream of where we've been playing. We just uploaded a show. We've been playing some games. So we may do a live stream of that at some point. But if you're not too scared.
If
you're not too scared.
You're open to that now?
Well, it wasn't that bad.
No, because
like,
I think we were talking about that
fast.
Just yesterday.
Yes, but I thought the puzzles might be too hard and we might have to look stuff up. And I didn't want to be like, look how smart we are as Google. Like,
oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Hello. How would you rate the importance of friends your own age or similar compared to the importance of your family relationships?
Oh, friends. No, I'm kidding.
I'm curious because most kids and teenagers, normies, value their friends way above their parents, especially when they get older. Many teenagers seem to be especially embarrassed of their parents. What are your thoughts on this? Can you share your personal experiences?
Yeah. So I think obviously family is most important because they're going to stick with you for the longest time. Although it's different because I don't have siblings.
Yeah.
So I'm going to outlive everyone. But I mean, I guess... Peers are good as long as they're a decent influence. Like, I honestly think the normie kids should not have peers because peers are just bringing everyone down to the bad level of normie and Democrat and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I mean don't have peers, I mean, like, not value peers as much as they do right now.
Right. I mean, I think there's a natural alignment away to some degree from your parents towards your peers because your peers is where you find your boyfriend, your husband, it's your future. I mean, we are always going to be part of your life as long as we're alive, but we are to some degree the past because you're going to outlive us and your peers is more to where your present and your future is going to be.
Yes.
So there should be an alignment, I think. I mean, otherwise, the people I've known who clung a little too close to their parents didn't quite launch out into the world too well. So I would assume that. And you definitely want, like in the past, I was usually part of friend gatherings. But now you want to have time with your friends without us, which makes perfect sense, right?
Yes.
Perfectly right. All right. Hello, Stefan and Isabella. My question for Isabella is, are you interested in driving? And if so, what kind of vehicle would you like?
I want a Jeep.
Giant salamander.
No, I want a Jeep.
You want a Jeep?
I want like a thick car that's actually useful, not one of these like flimsy little neon nonsense.
Oh, these like low wedgy ones that look like a door wedge? Yeah,
it's like, bro, you can't transport anything. It's tiny. It's like, forget it. I want a nice fat Jeep.
Thick tires and a like a truck bed.
I want so something that can hold 57 ducks, exactly. No, so look, I've heard from every single teenager that driving is awful.
Really?
They all say driving's awful. They all say it's terrifying, it's scary, they don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, everyone I've heard. So, wow. I don't know. I mean, I think it's not going to be a big issue. I obviously won't like it much because, like...
You just have to stay alert and assume that everyone's texting while drunk, and then you're fine.
I mean, fair. But hopefully by the time in 2 years, there'll be, like, self-driving cars that'll be, like, 17,000 Bitcoin, but...
I mean, right. So he says, I'm curious about this because it seems that the younger generations are less interested in driving than the older generations. I grew up in a major city and I was always interested in having a car. Well, younger people don't seem to feel that way. Well, that's also a part. It's carbon unfriendly and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Although everybody seems to be fine with the giant war that blows up everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, getting a car was a real rite of passage and people really wanted cars. I held off having a car for as long as possible because I was a student and I wasn't making much money and I didn't really need one. If you live downtown, there's really not much point having a car because you've got buses and subways everywhere. You live out in the country, obviously you need a car, but and I biked everywhere, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you definitely, you're interested in driving and you would like a functional mud farm Jeep.
Yes.
Got it.
Or truck or something, but I don't want, well, I'm going to paint it neon green. Neon lime green, so I can find it in parking lots.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because having like a gray or black or white car or whatever, it's just like, ah, yes, there's 7,000 other cars in this one parking lot.
I would like to get a car. I'd like to have an option. Like, I like a moonroof or a sunroof. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Spoilers are cool. What I want is a Geisser. So what I want is a car.
It's a
like
Geisser.
Every, so it's like a spume of hot water that goes spraying up. No, I'll tell you why. Let me just sort of get comfortable. If it goes off every 5 or 6 minutes, right, then in the parking lot, you would just look for the jet of water going to the sky and you'd find your car.
Or
right?
You could just paint your car neon green.
And, oh, yes. So then when the Geisser comes up, it would be green.
No.
Just in case other cars have the Geisser thing.
In case other cars aren't already lime green, right?
I just found out this morning that we're having a girl. Oh, sorry. This is the listener, not me.
Yeah, for sure.
I just found out this morning that we're having a girl. She will be here in June.
Nice.
The stork will bring... Okay. What special things did your family, specifically Pops, do in your early life to make you feel treasured? Sorry for the vague question. My head is spinning a bit right now. LOL. But any tips for building a strong dad-daughter connection is greatly appreciated. To make you feel valued or loved or important or treasured.
I don't know. Usually, like, you and I would go out for a day kind of thing. Like I have great memories of going out to like creeks and rivers and streams, presuming you're not in like some tropical place with gators. But I mean, going out in places like that, just in nature and having fun. I've always enjoyed going out and not spending any money than compared to a lot of other people who are like, oh, well, we got to go to arcade. Then we're going to go to the mall. Then we're going to go get a dinner. Right. Kind of thing. But I prefer, I'm like, why don't we just go out into the woods, catch some frogs, have a chat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, like, my pro tip is just be more interesting than computers. Because your kids, like, if I was playing, I don't know, I used to like the game Dragonvale a lot. If I was playing Dragonvale or, I don't know, Slither.io or whatever it was, right? And you came down, I'd quit the game so we could go hang out, right? But I know a lot of kids are like, well, computers are way more interesting than my parents, so.
What was it I said the other day? I texted, I'm going to X, right? You were on, I think you were playing or you were drawing on your tablet. And I texted to you, I'm going, and I was going out somewhere.
And
I just ran to the door and you were like,
no, I was halfway up the stairs. I just responded with me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just, you know how much I enjoy your company, and, you know, just, you know, when you get into great conversations, time flies, it's great fun, and you can just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, and honestly, just talk, like, even if, like, just talk to your kids about stuff and explain them. Like, we were out for a walk a few months back, and we saw some bird or animal or something, and we were like, we pointed out to another family that was walking near us, or a mom and a kid, right? Oh, look at the bird over there, kind of thing, because it was a cool bird. And she was just like, oh, yeah, nice. And then just walked off and didn't explain anything to her kids. So another thing you can do to get your kids built for conversation, I want to say, is just talk to them about stuff. Even if they don't fully understand what you're saying, they'll kind of get a sense of what the word means.
Mm-hmm. And what a conversation sounds like.
What a conversation sounds like, so that they're good at it. So, yeah.
And also, if you're explaining something to your child, you're saying, I care that
I'm
you know something.
About you, yeah.
I care that you know something. I mean, it's not a red flag in terms of like good or bad, but one thing I do look for with young people and teenagers now is, can they have a conversation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they have a conversation? In other words, have they been raised by tablets or people, right?
But also, I would not get your kid like a phone until she's like 13, 14, until she absolutely needs it, because I think a lot of kids get phones and then just get absorbed by like TikTok and Snapchat. And
do not let your kids on that stuff.
Do not let your kids on social media. Don't do it.
That stuff is just crazy toxic. Really driving a lot of people, really, a lot of kids trying kind of mental. I was going to say something. I can't remember anyway. What's your favorite color?
I like olive green, like a dark olive green, not like a yellowy-ish one. But if you're looking at a color wheel, kind of at the top, but a mix between the yellow and the deep green, and
is
then make it dark.
Color?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's like a dark olive green is my favorite, but like a nice green.
That was actually our family room before we repainted it. Anyway.
No, it wasn't that color.
It was exactly.
No, I mean like a bright olive green. I don't mean like a gray one. I mean like a bright green one.
All right, Steph, GPS. But am I right? Yes.
For the longest.
Sorry, I checked with AI.
Okay. It's not GPS, it's GPT. And then you've said that twice now.
Have I?
Yes,
sorry.
You have.
Sorry.
But for the longest time, it was like a bright cyan color.
Right.
The way the color of the cyan character in Among Us looked about a year ago before they changed it.
So it was an Among Us character.
No, that's not the one. Oh my God, I'm going
to
die.
I'm sorry, but I'm just back for... I'm just kidding. All right. What are some ways to build trust? I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, obviously, you got to craft the trust in the crafting table with some wood that you chopped. I'm sorry, Minecraft reference.
Build trust? Well, just be reliable, keep your word.
Loyal. Like, I don't know, don't like spill secrets and stuff.
What do you think of rollerblading?
I think it sucks. Like, look, it's not, it doesn't suck. Like, we tried it.
If you want to see your insides, it's a great job.
Honestly, but I think it's, like, just biking is easier.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to store a bike. You don't have to carry it around. And rollerblading, the issue for me is it doesn't go up high enough on the leg.
Yeah.
So that, and it's not stiff enough up high on the leg. So, like, I'll tighten it to the point where I can't feel my feet and it's still wobbly. Like, it's like, no, I want it to be a built-in foot. Like, they should put, like, some metal pole or something up on the side of the boot around the side.
You take your feet out, your toes have fallen off from those circulations.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I tighten it, and it's still wobbly after, like, a minute. It's like, what?
What websites do you use the most? Oh, I know this.
What?
Oh, I know this.
Which one?
You take the quizzes.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The Microsoft sites.
No,
and you
always.
Recently had a quiz about...
Ducks. That's like, right. So I had... Once a day, I've been pretty bad at keeping it up lately, but I'll use Microsoft Rewards. A friend got me into it back in like September because she said like, oh, hey, you can get like free stuff. You just have to take the quizzes and like answer some stuff and look some stuff up, right? In Microsoft Rewards, and you get points and you can cash in the points. And it's a pretty good system. I like it.
Yep.
And like I'm trying to save up for a while. I was going to save up like 50,000 points to get a Microsoft gift card for $50,
yep.
Which I would use on an Amazon gift card, something like that,
yeah.
Which I would not gift. I would use it myself. But I've decided not to do that because it's taking a while to gain points.
Yep.
So I may just go out with like 22,000 and get a $25 one.
And what else do you use?
I use YouTube on the website because I don't have the app, because if I have the app, then I'll go to YouTube instead of doing something productive. But instead, I have to open up my browser, type it in, because I don't save browser history. So
right,
it's
right.
Just like I have to type it in directly each time so it doesn't just pop up and stuff. So, yeah.
I don't think there's anything else that you really check.
I use the Little Nightmares website, like official website. Yep. It's my favorite game, Little Nightmares, the whole series. It's a cool game. If you like puzzles and horror and children, then you should play it. But
no, if you like children, because bad things happen to children on a regular basis.
If you hate children, then you should play that game.
Right.
Let's see. So I guess I use that website to just kind of browse around on it. Don't tell anyone. It says you have to be 16 to use it. I'm not. But
all right. I'm going to answer this one for you.
No, you aren't.
Yeah, I am.
No, you aren't.
What's your morning routine?
Oh, right. I don't know.
So,
okay.
Hang on, sorry. Okay, sorry, is there something you wanted to say?
Okay.
Well, you can, because I'm going to answer this question. All right. So, Isabella's morning routine. So, sometime around 11, 11:30.
That is not
sorry,
even
just
close
a moment,
to
please.
Accurate.
The last two days
have been bad because I've had a headache and slept really badly, but
her father will knock tentatively at the door. I will open the door.
Okay, you barge in and body slam.
I will open the door gently, and I will try and dodge the irritable crown of her princess majesty floating above her bed on her saffron gown of aristocracy, where she says, "What peasant is trying to get me up before noon? Flog them in the courtyard, I say."
I will have you know that for the whole month of February, excluding the last 2 days, I got up 9:30 and came down at 10. Last two days, I've had a real... I wonder.
I'm not a morning routine. I mean, you enjoy.
Routines.
Honestly,
routines are so dumb.
You like to stay in bed. You like to do some reading. You like to do some.
I don't do reading.
But no,
I draw. If,
you draw, yeah, for sure. And you will have to read the Microsoft questions.
No, I do that at night.
Okay, all right. No, you don't really have much of a routine.
Okay. No, okay. I wake up. Sometimes I will, if I like, when I shower, sometimes I'll put my hair into braids so that when I wake up and undo the braids, my hair is poofy, but it's really uncomfortable to sleep with braids in your hair, like especially wet ones.
Tell me about it.
So, yeah. So I rarely do it, but I'll, if I have that, I guess brush out. Well, I brush my hair, brush my teeth, go downstairs. Well, change, I guess, and go downstairs. That's literally my whole routine. I don't do much.
And you're like, "Father, I would very much like to get my math homework done first thing so it doesn't hang over me for later."
No.
And then there's another crown to the head.
Why would any reasonable person do that?
What kind of workouts do you do?
I play at the park and stuff when it's summer.
Yeah.
I'll pickleball sometimes. I don't know. I don't do like an actual set workout routine.
I didn't either at 14, by the way.
But I just, I don't know. I'll I'm fit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
And we'll walk when we can.
Yeah.
Are there any places you want to visit one day?
Not really. I like Poland, but we've already been there.
Are you currently investing your money? That's a little personal. Let's skip that one.
Fair.
What do you wish your parents had done differently throughout your childhood?
Made it last longer? No, I don't know. No,
you're going to go out into the cold world soon enough, baby.
Yay. I don't think there's much. Less math homework, of course, because it's useless.
I think when I was working pretty hard, when Mike was around, like, and I was working,
yeah,
like, I'd have a couple of interviews. I would have a couple of interviews a week. I'd have to read a couple of books a week. And it was like, yeah, I think maybe I was a bit too much work. But, you know, it seemed important at the time. And I think it was in some ways.
Yeah, it was.
So, okay. So nothing you wish that we had done differently throughout your childhood?
Not that I can think of. If you asked my, like, 9-year-old self, I'd probably have, like, an entire book full of reasons. But
yeah,
I mean, now
we found
just
that book and burned it, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I wonder where it went. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so.
So somebody's 12-year-old daughter is asking, is there a sport you'd like to play or one you'd like to try?
Everyone says football's good. I like skating and skiing and stuff, but I already do that.
I could just tackle you randomly.
I mean, you already do.
Oh, yeah, fair. I tell you a sport that I would try. Maybe we can try it this summer. Here's a sport that I would
try.
I would try actual rock climbing.
I wouldn't.
Not in the gym.
No.
No, but if you woke up halfway up, like, you'd have to try.
Then I'd just fall.
No, but we would, like, tie it off and all that. Right?
I wouldn't want to. I think rock climbing's honestly dumb.
We liked it in the gym, right?
Yeah, not, like, hugely. I mean, I took rock climbing lessons in the gym, and it sucked. I mean, like, I like racing to the top, and my favorite part about it is climbing to the top and then just, like, floating down.
Yeah,
it's so fun. But
you were going
to
say?
I would not like to do on a mountain. I'm not even that scared of heights. It just seems like it'd be a waste of time and money for me.
What about water skiing?
No.
Flight suiting.
Yes.
Yeah, flight suiting would be cool, right?
Flight suiting would be fun.
Hang gliding?
That would be. I would prefer that.
Anything that's like flying. Yeah. You'd anything. Love, right?
Well, not. I wouldn't want to do like plane jumping or whatever it is.
Parachuting. I'd do that again.
I know. I mean, it's just for me. Seems like there's always that tiny chance the parachutes won't work, and I have too much to live for. So
I don't. Let me tell you about what could happen when you drive.
Well, I know, but I mean,
yeah. Driving is a bit more necessary.
Yeah, driving's necessary.
So this is anything else you want to add about
no.
that?
No.
Okay. So his daughter is also asking, what is your favorite meal?
Was my favorite meal? That's yes. it? I know there's more to that.
Yeah, but do the after.
Sandwich I make. It's a very simple sandwich.
Ooh, see, carb-free, really good.
So it's like keto bread, but like most keto bread sucks. It's a good one. You can get it in a red package. Keto bread, avocado slices. Sometimes we don't always have avocados. Tomato slices, they're my favorite vegetable. Aside from spinach. I love spinach. Spinach, but I cut off the stem because it goes on better. Sunflower seeds. Olive oil, but not the kind for, like, roasting. It's the kind for, like, using. Salads. and salt.
They're really good.
They're really good.
Sandwiches. Yeah,
yeah, very good. They're better when I eat them, though, because you don't like them as much. So that's just how it works.
Right.
Don't question me.
Is there a meal you want to learn to cook yourself?
No, I'm content with my sandwiches. Right. I was like eating pizza. We got pizza last night and I was eating it. And I'm like, my sandwich is tasty.
First Izzy solo show rant when?
He's wanted me to do this, but if I ever do a show or start up my own thing, it's not going to be on his channel. It's going to be my own separate thing and my parents most likely won't know about it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But probably not any. I'm not good at making conversation myself to myself.
Yeah,
by
you
myself.
Bounce off, but it's not something that you have start up, right? That's a lot to ask from 14, too. Somebody says, I think I remember Steph telling a story where he'd asked you something along the lines of how much of your personality was your mom and how much was him, and you had answered about 50-50. What is your current estimate? Is it still 50-50, or does it even make sense to look at it like that anymore?
No.
No to what part?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
I think it's like, I don't know. I think I'm a lot closer to you than I am to mom in terms of personality wise. But I'd say I'm a lot more myself. Like, I think I'm a lot more even tempered than both of you. And that's a lot to say because you're both pretty even tempered. I'd say in some ways I'm a little more independent. I guess it's harder to make a comparison to because you're an adult and I'm a kid. I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm pretty different from both. I'd say like 10% each.
10%
nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the goal is you're going to have a pretty strong imprinting of parental personalities when you're young. And then, of course, the goal is to have you become more of who you are, right?
Yeah.
Think for yourself and all of that. So I think that it was probably when you were younger, you felt a little bit more like a blend. And now you feel 80% you, 10% me and mom, which I think is probably just about right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go play a little bit of Little Nightmares.
Yes, and that will be published. I don't know if it's just to donors or what's going on there.
No, but I haven't put it out in the mainstream, but I put it out for people who are on my various platforms.
Fair. Okay, so become like, I don't know, donor and stuff.
Freedomain.locals.com. That's the place to go. Thanks, Izzy, so much. Thanks, everyone, for the great questions.
They were good questions.
Very good, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll talk
Ask
to you soon.
What my favorite color is in a week, it'll probably be different.
Olive green. All right.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.